we're closed.
Could you spare me a couple of minutes?
Hello. I'm sorry, but we're closed. Did you hear what I said, sir?
Yes?
We're closed, sir.
Yes, I'm very sorry. Nothing has changed here. It looks just like it did 30 years ago. And you haven't aged much either, Mr. Razi, am I right?
Yes, you're right. That's my name. But old is old. There's no difference between growing more or less old.
I'm Barami, Dr. Barami.
I'm pleased to meet you, Doctor. Very pleased.
The truth is, I came here to show you this photo. I had this photo taken right here, about 30 years ago. You yourself took this photo.
Yes. I did. You're an old customer, then.
We're on our honeymoon. You remember?
Well, the truth is, for your honeymoon, no, I don't remember.
It is foolish to think you would, after all these years. All those customers and so many people sitting in front of your camera. Foolish to expect that. Anyway, me and my wife haven't lived in Iran for years. We went to...
But now you've come back, and you're very welcome. Come and sit down, please. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
I apologize. It's very messy here. I'm packing everything up. I have nothing to serve you. I apologize. I'm very sorry.
I've come to ask you to blow this picture up for me, and with better resolution.
Well, I should tell you that, well, the truth is, I'm selling this shop. I mean, you could say that I've sold it. You can see for yourself, I came to clear out all of my old stuff.
Mr. Razi, this photo is very important to me. My wife, the lady in the picture, is not very well.
Really?
There's not much left for her.
Oh, no. Life is in God's hands, Doctor. You're a doctor. You should know that, better than anyone else.
Yes. I've had many patients who've had my wife's condition. In moments such as these, I would tell them to do whatever their heart desires. Do whatever their heart desires. Enjoy their life. If there's anything they couldn't eat till now, eat it to their heart's content. Go on holidays.
Go on pilgrimages.
But people always think that neighbours... There's a saying with the word neighbour in it. The neighbour's chicken is a goose.
No. It's not that one. The one you're trying to think of is this one. It goes, death is part of life when it comes to your neighbour. I didn't mean your wife, you understand.
Yes, that's right. But one day I realised the same is happening to me. I'm the one for whom the bell tolls.
Well done. That was a very fitting expression. That one came to you quick.
Mr. Razi, when she found out she was ill, she said, we have to go to Mashhad. Yeah, I tried to put her off, but she said, no, we have to go to Mashhad. Sometimes I wish I never had become a doctor. Now I've left her at a hotel and come to ask you to print this out bigger and brighter. She doesn't know I have this photo. When I take it to her, she'll be very happy. She'll be ecstatic, just like the first time that we came here, when we were young and on our honeymoon.
It's very old. 30 years.
Mr. Razzie. I beg you, please don't tell me you haven't kept the old negatives.
Excuse me for a minute. A minute. Mister, it'll take some time. You go out and explore a bit, and I'll try and find it.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Vahid.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you better?
Any news?
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
Do you want to go in or out? You'll damage the sensor.
Oh, no, that won't happen, sir. If you stand right here, it'll be fine. Yeah.
No news at all?
No, sir, nothing. Last night at 12 when you left, we had two families come here.
Well, that's great. Good news. Did you fix the computer up?
Okay, sir, I will. The sensor. Stand over here. I will fix it. I've other things to do first. I said I would.
What's more important than the computer? You know that everything relies on that computer.
Okay, I'll fix it, sir. You go in, have some tea. I'll be right with you, and then I'll fix the computer. Please. Wait a sec. There you go.
You've broken it.
Miss Padada. Morning. How are
you
today?
Hello, Vahid. Fine. Good morning. Any news?
Nothing. No news. Oh, Miss Padada, have you heard the news?
No. You're the reporter. No one will know anything until you tell us.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, then.
Come over here. Don't be such a baby. Now tell me, what's the news?
Miss Padada, you know the news.
What do you mean? Tell me. What are you making faces for? Just say Sayyid Razzie wants to sell his shop to Jamal and be done with it. Why put so much strain on your neck?
Well, then why are you calling me the reporter, then?
Huh? It's a real shame. Well, that's just it. Jamal's going to open up a second souvenir shop.
No, he won't. The one he has is already too much for him. He wants to open up a currency exchange office. He'd had one before. Don't say you didn't know.
How would I know? You see. Now who's the reporter?
Well, what can I say? I'm good at it.
But it's a real shame.
Yes, it is.
When Sayyid Razzie leaves this place, it won't be the same anymore.
Leave? Go where? Why should he? I won't let him. Why should he leave anyway?
I don't know. Maybe he's tired.
Why should he be? Pressing a button to take a photo isn't tiring. We shouldn't let him go. I mean, I won't let him go.
I don't know.
I'll go and talk to him. I think you should come as well, so we can put our heads together and try to change his mind. She just left. Sayed? Hello, Sayed?
Hello. Can I help you with anything?
No, there's no rush. I'll wait.
Hello, my dear friends.
Oh. Hello and good morning.
I hope you're all well.
Such a shame, selling this place. Oh, he was so young here.
Sometimes, if we want to be successful, we have to make changes.
Syed, if you're too busy, I'll come back later to see you.
To make a change...
Wait a second, I'll be with you in a minute.
No, leave it, forget it.
The first step is to decide what you want, and the next is to remove the obstacles in your way.
The next step is to remove those obstacles and reach your goal.
Hello. You're on a pilgrimage? May God answer your prayers. Oh, hello, Syed.
Oh, hello. If it's not too much trouble, hold on to the keys to the shop. I'm expecting someone, and there's a packet on that desk with a photo in it. Would you give it to him?
Okay, that's all.
Yes, son, thank you. Did you want something?
Me? No, what would I want? No, did you want something from me?
Did I? I just told you.
Yeah, yes.
Goodbye.
Take care. Oh, see, wait a minute. Excuse me. I don't mean to be rude, but where are you going right now?
I'm going home. I want to get my documents and go to the notary. God willing, I want to finish off with this shop by the end of today.
Why would God want that? I'm sure God doesn't want it to happen.
How come you are so sure, son? Are you a holy person, and you never told me?
Of course not.
Oh, it's really strange, you know. This morning, I had my ID. I remember putting it in my pocket.
Yes?
Well, it doesn't matter. Old age makes you forget things.
These things happen.
And don't forget about Dr. Bahrami.
Okay, okay.
Yes, he's waiting.
Take care.
Okay, sir.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm at your service. If there's anything your family needs, this shop is at your disposal.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Hello. Hey, you. Where's Syed gone? He was here this morning.
Hello?
And where did he go?
How do I know where he's gone? He said he'd come back in an hour or two.
Oh, it'll be too late by then.
You're in a hurry to buy a shop, aren't you?
Excuse me? Tell me, is this any of your business?
Oh, come this way. You'll damage the sensor.
No, really. What difference does it make to you people? If I don't buy it, somebody else will. It's not like I want to buy it for less than it's worth and try and trick him.
If you're so clever, you could have talked him out of it.
Look, Syed is wiser than any one of us. He said he's tired and he wants to sell it. And it's nobody's business.
Anyway, Syed's busy for a couple of days. I don't think I'll have the time to sell the shop to you.
Listen to me. Even if he's busy, I told him 10 times I'll get a lorry, I'll load all his stuff up. He needn't lift a finger to move anything. I've got it all covered. What else does he want?
That's it. His son-in-law's coming from Tehran. Do you get that?
So what? He's not going to sleep in there. He'll go to his grandfather's. What's it got to do with the shop?
If your son-in-law was coming from Tehran, would you sell your shop?
If my son-in-law came, if he'd come. I don't have a son-in-law. Ugh. Tell me. Reza's son is coming here.
Reza's son, yes.
Oh.
You can't stop change from happening. Houses, streets, shops change.
Old inns become hotels. Grocery shops turn into supermarkets, and old bazaars turn into malls. Those who were young once are old now, and the kids of their time have become grown men. But some things are worth a lot when they get older. They really should stay untouched. However much people change, they still come back here. When you feel nostalgic, there should be a place to bring back memories. A place that reminds you of your former self, your real self.
Nobody's in, sir. It's closed. Hello, sir. Welcome. Like a room? We've got a single bedroom. All of our rooms are excellent. They all face the shrine, which is a 10-minute walk away. Shall I give you one? Everything's changed so much. Yes, everything's up to date now. You haven't seen anything yet. They all have digital television, and the whole hotel has internet. Do you know what internet is?
Yes.
The whole hotel has Wi-Fi. Our restaurant has a complete menu, food from all over the world. We even have a tour around Mashhad with a translator. Yes, but you know Persian.
No, I meant the bazaar. It changed a lot.
Oh, you meant the bazaar?
Yeah.
Then you haven't been here for a while, then.
That's right. Hmm? Do you know why the photography shop is closed?
It's closed. You want to take a photo? I don't think he'll take pictures today at all. He's planning on selling it this afternoon.
Sell it?
I said he's going to sell it. I'll never let him do such a thing.
Well, is he going to sell it or not?
Oh, he's planning on selling it. He said if it all goes well, he'll sign it away by noon. But when you throw an apple up...
it falls down.
Yes, that's right. No, but before it falls down.
It spins.
Do you want a room?
Do you know when he'll be back?
I don't know. He said in an hour or two. But he's busy selling the shop. Tomorrow, he's got a guest coming. So he's busy.
No, today his guest arrived.
Yes. What?
I said his guest arrived today.
Where? You're joking. Really? You're Sajjad? Oh, God, Sajjad. Well, why didn't you tell me sooner? Oh, I'm really sorry for not recognising you.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
You see, Sayed told everyone that you'll be coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I was supposed to come tomorrow.
I'm Vahid. I work here.
Nice to meet you.
Is this yours?
Yes, mine.
Oh, come this way.
If you don't mind, I'll wait till Sayed Rezi comes
back. No way, I won't allow it. We have a cafe here. It's excellent. You come with me. Have you had breakfast?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll put 2 fried eggs on for you. Sayed will be back by the time you finish it. Come on, don't be shy. Come on. I have to fix the internet. If you're not full, I'll put 2 more eggs on for you.
No, thank you very much.
It's on me.
No, really, thank you. Thanks. I'll go and check on Mr. Habibi.
Okay.
But who invites guests on weekdays? I have a lot to do here. Okay, very well then. I'll call you later. Okay. Right, take care. You're very welcome.
Hello.
You're very welcome. Please take a seat, and I'll be at your service when they've fixed the computer in the lounge.
Seems you haven't recognised me.
What?
Me.
Ah. The scar's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's as if it were yesterday that you were running about and fell over and hit your head on the stairs. Do you remember?
Yeah, but this was only a little inn. It wasn't a very chic hotel then.
Oh, you're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
How are you, Reza's son?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wow, you've grown. I guess I got really old.
Don't say that. Just your voice has deepened a little.
Let me call for tea or coffee or something.
No, no, please, no. Vahid gave me a full breakfast.
Come, sit down, sit you down. First. Tell me everything. Oh, you're so welcome. You're here with your father?
No, I came to see grandfather, but he wasn't here, so I thought I'd wait here.
Ah, you're so welcome. The last time you came, you weren't more than 10 or 11 years old. Do you remember? Then you've come to visit your grandfather.
Truth is, no, I've come here to stay, because I got accepted into university here.
Well done. In what field?
What I really love the most. Photography.
Then, in the end, genetics, love and interest steered you towards photography. Have you heard that your grandfather's planning on selling the shop?
Yes, I spoke to him a few days ago on the phone. I didn't tell him I was going to come, that I was going to university, and that I was going to stay. I mean, I wanted to surprise him. I just hope I'm not too late.
The poor man has a right. He's alone. He's looking for an apprentice to give the shop to, with all his love. Well, who better than you? You're his blood. Stay with your grandfather.
I swear, it's my dream.
Well, it's his dream as well.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
It's good you came. Do you recognise him?
No. Who's he?
Reza's son.
Reza's son? Sayyid Razi?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How are you?
You were just a kid, remember?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes, he's grown.
Hello. Oh, Sayyid, it's good you came. Good news.
Thank you very much, Sayyid.
Why?
Was this our deal?
Why was it?
With us as well. Thank you very much.
What do you mean? What's happened?
Didn't we plan on going to the notary at 8 o'clock and finish everything off? And what time is it now? No, really, what time is it? No, you tell me what time it is.
Why doesn't agree with me?
Why are you making such...
If you're not going to sell, why are you wasting my time?
What are you saying?
Ah, this isn't right.
I'm wasting your time.
Just say that it's mine and I'm not selling it. I wasn't forcing you to.
Why are you
I didn't hold a knife to your neck now, did I?
Give it a rest, Jamal. Stop shouting, will you?
Say it, leave him alone. Look at me. I have news for you.
No! It's as if I'm the devil. It's as if I'm a fraud. It's like as if I don't have the consciousness or anything.
What are you talking about, Jamal? Listen to me.
The doctor didn't come to get his face.
Hey, you let me talk! Sayyid, since we talked about my buying your shop, everybody's looking at me in a strange way. It's like I killed someone
Calm
or something.
Down.
What do you think I don't understand? Do you think I'm blind? Listen to me, everyone!
Now, stop it. Go inside. Go on.
Go inside. Go back to work.
You don't talk! Is it wrong of me to buy the shop from you, Sayyid? A respectable man!
Oh,
and
God
in cash! For the going rate!
Okay, then.
I expected more than this from you, Sayyid. A friend in need is...
A friend indeed.
Yes, that's right.
Very well.
Well, if he and 1,000 more like him say anything, I won't give him a second glance.
Okay, that's enough.
But if you think badly of me, if you have a frown on your forehead, if your eyebrows rise up... You'll hear my heart breaking from the other side of the world, and so you will.
Okay, wait a second.
You know me. If other people say nasty things about
me,
I don't
care.
If you, who knows my whole family, was my father a scammer? Was my grandfather a scammer?
No,
was I brought up in a family of scammers?
God rest...
Tell me, if you don't want to sell it, so don't, okay? Don't!
Okay, son, why are you shouting? God rest your father's soul. He was a kind man. Are you done?
Sayyid.
Are you finished talking? This morning, I thought I'd brought my birth certificate, but I saw it wasn't here. So I went home to see if it's there. But the deal stands.
Oh.
Who said the deal's off? Getting angry and jumping up and down like popcorn?
Sayyid.
Let me see if it's there.
Sayyid.
He says it stands.
No, why does it still stand?
Sir, if you've come to take a picture, we're closed. There's a photography shop at the crossroads further down. You can go there.
Come in, sir, come in.
Sir, I'm talking to you.
No, I haven't come to take a picture.
What?
I've come to take pictures.
What?
Welcome, welcome.
I mean, nobody's going to take a picture of me. I take pictures myself.
Oh, anyway, you can't. It's closed.
No, no, it's not closed. Come on.
I wanted to see Sayyid Razi.
Sayyid Razi's busy. I told you. You can't come.
He's not busy. Come on.
Why is
he busy? Sir, why are you arguing with me?
Stop talking!
Sir, I've come here to take a picture again.
Sayyid Razi!
Hey. Sajjad! Is that you, son? Come over here. You were supposed to arrive tomorrow.
Missed you.
How come you came early?
Excuse me. Will someone tell me what's going on round here? Will you let anyone talk? This is Syed's son-in-law.
Reza's son is here.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
It's fine. Sir. No worries.
It's got nothing to do with our deal, though, does it?
What?
If Syed Razi agrees, well, yes, it does. You see? That's my luck.
Grandfather?
Yes?
I wanted to tell you earlier, but I thought I'd surprise you.
Why? What's the news?
I'm going to be staying here.
You're going to stay here with me? Well, that's great, son. That's
great. I've got into university here.
In what field?
What I always wanted. Photography.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
to give my life for such news would it wouldn't be enough.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my dear son.
Thank God.
Ah, I love you so much.
I'm sorry, Syed, but does our deal still stand?
Well, we did have a deal before, but now, well, it's changed a bit.
Are you joking with me, Syed?
I'm really sorry. You know, Jamal, it wasn't meant to be.
But I trusted you.
I know.
He doesn't want to sell it. The world hasn't ended.
Son, you go and sit down. I'll talk to him myself. You go and sit
talk
down.
Talk about what, Syed? We made a deal. I had plans for it.
You have every right. You're right, son. But what can I do?
Oh, this is going to ruin everything for me, Syed.
Well, I was tired and my eyes are weak. That's why I wanted to sell it. But now he's come. I'm really sorry.
What are you saying, Syed? Don't apologise. But I have a request.
Yes?
If you do ever decide to sell it later, you'll call me.
Of course. It's your right. I definitely will.
Well, you'll have to answer to God if you don't.
Oh, God. Okay, son. Okay.
Oh, thank God Syed won't sell this place for a long time. Go. I don't know what you'll get out of all of this. Just to know you won't get this place is enough
son,
for me. Syed, do you see how he talks to me here?
You've left your shop. You've been here a long time. You've got customers. Go. Forgive me, Jamal. Forgive me. Bye.
It's okay. Yeah, God be with you.
Okay,
take
bye.
Care.
Goodbye. Okay, son. Tell me everything. How are you, son? Are you okay, son?
I'm fine.
What news?
Good.
What are you doing?
Mr. Habibi said you're looking for an apprentice. And you haven't found anyone.
You're a professional yourself. Oh, my dear son. You know, these days, everybody has a camera in their hands. You can't find an apprentice now. They take pictures and fiddle with them till they learn. Nobody's prepared to come here and be an old man's apprentice to learn how to take pictures.
I will. I'll be your apprentice, Professor.
Thanks to God for sending a great apprentice like you.
Oh, thank God as well.
No, he won't sell. Oh, come in. Oh, come in, please. Mr. Razi?
Hello.
Is my photo ready?
Yes, my dear, yes. Here you are. This is your photo. See if you like it or not.
Yes, it's great. How much do I owe you?
Nothing, sir, nothing. It's a gift.
Are you being polite?
No, I'm not. You know, you were a good cause. If you hadn't come today, I would have sold this shop by now. Say hi to your wife for me, and God willing, she'll be cured. When she's cured, you two can come here together. And my son-in-law here will take a picture of the two of you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nice
Goodbye.
To see you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Take care. Take care. Okay, I want to talk privately with my son-in-law here.
Okay, okay.
Oh, and Fahid, please put my belongings on the table. Let's go, son.
I swear I meant well.
People smile at Syed Razi's camera because they trust him. Because Syed Razi's photos aren't just photos. Because the background of those photos isn't just a picture of a temple and a shrine. People smile at Syed Razi's camera because in 10, 20, 30 years' time, when everything has changed, they don't want to forget this photo, the shrine and the temple. پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جا
جایی میونه بودن و نبودن. میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم. اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.